This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. DD, let me get a return local way up. Check, check, check. There we go. Now we're in business. Well, Brian Mitchell, I don't know how I feel about Shannon Sharp. Mm-hmm. I think he was an undeniably great player. I think of a lot of like the hot take artists. I think he's the most genuine. Like, I think what he says, he means. He's not just trying to get reaction. Mm-hmm. But one thing I remember, and I was young, my boy Jed Seifert was the biggest Brett Favre fan on the planet. And when Favre was cooking,
yeah,
he was incredible to watch. But a huge part of, I think, his success, especially early on when he learned to trust his guys, was Sterling Sharp.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought it was really cool. So I was there when they announced it last night. I thought it was really
Man,
cool Sterling Sharp got
Sterling,
in.
Sterling is that dude, bro. Sterling was.
Well, and that's why I want to credit Shannon, because he's like, when Shannon got into the Hall of Fame, whatever that was, a couple years back, he's like, man, I'm in the Hall of Fame, and I'm the second best player in my family.
Bro, listen, Sterling had speed, but he was Anquan Boldin.
Right.
He will run through you. He'll block you. Tough as hell, dude, but he hit the ball about 340 yards off the tee. I told you, at the Hootie and the Blowfish tournament.
He had a bad back is what cost him his career,
neck,
right?
Neck. So he played from the back tees with the pro. I forgot the little young dude's name. The pro got mad after like 8 holes because he was killing that pro. He was killing it.
I love
but he's a damn good dude, man. Very, very confident. I'm very, very thrilled that he got in. Because I know I get a thing every year. Guy hits me and asks me people I think. And I told him, I say, I don't know why this one here is taking so long.
So, you and I are friends. You and I are friends before the radio show. We talk about real stuff off air. Mm-hmm. I make a point of not really talking Hall of Fame with you because you belong in there, and I think that's a wrong that will be righted. 2028 is the Veterans Committee. Like, I've been very clear about my, like, plan of attack, right? But I generally try to, like, not discuss it with you because I just don't think it's something you want to talk about all the time.
Yep.
And people will talk about it all the time.
Right. I talked about it last night to a few people. I'm going to say, damn. He said, they're all in the Hall of Fame, and they say it.
When you talk to guys in the league that know, it's one of the – what is it? If you know, you know. Like, people know. Yeah. And I think it will happen.
Game recognized game.
Totally. Yeah. I always say the locker room always knows.
Oh, yeah.
Players know, man. I found last night – and I want to be clear, this isn't like me hating, right? I found last night – kind of encouraging, frankly. from the voters. And this is not a shot at anyone. Eli Manning is going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But they refused to do it in his first year.
But he's not a first ballot guy.
No, no. But see, but you know.
Like, I find that they did not let the marketing PR machine of New York City and the Manning cast, like all of it, did not roll over. And I found that encouraging. He's
gonna get in. I kind of get to the point where if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. And, like, I heard this guy talking earlier. He was talking about Lamar probably should have won it, but, you know, people are getting tired of giving it to all that extra stuff like that makes me no sense. It makes no sense to me. If I'm the guy, I'm the guy, okay? Hall of Fame, if you're a guy, you're the guy. So the first ballot thing, I think they put a little bit too much in that. You know, I think when you look at baseball and stuff like Ichiro wasn't unanimous because somebody did not want him to be unanimous.
Right.
If you watch Ichiro play, he was a damn unanimous guy to go in.
Undoubtedly.
You know, so like last night, I know the guy might like Brock Bowers, but he is not the rookie of the year.
He went for almost 1,500 yards. He's not the rookie of the year.
So
hold on. You know my boy Blaine, he just sent me that text. And we can't read that on air, but I just thought you'd like to see it. And I know you get this all the time, but
That's the exact two words I was thinking at the end of that, too.
Eric Allen's a dude you played against.
Yeah.
Eric
had that unbelievable game.
He had range and speed, but could bring the wood.
But Eric Allen was, is that Eric the cornerback?
Yeah, from the Eagles.
He had that one Super Bowl game. No, who was the quarterback he played against where he had two picks for touchdowns in the same game? It was somebody from the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game right there is what everybody remembers by him. But all his games weren't like that.
I don't remember that game.
He scored. I think it might have been a damn Super Bowl.
Well, the Eagles didn't win until Foles.
He left the Eagles and went somewhere else. Did
no,
he not?
Dude, I think you're thinking the Cowboys guy you're thinking of.
No, I'm not talking about the offensive lineman. No. That's Big Larry.
Yeah.
Eric Allen, the cornerback. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Maybe he – I don't think he won a Super Bowl.
It was – I thought it might be. But, no, it was a game highly televised where he had two pick sixes.
Okay. Here's what I can tell you. Now, I'm a little bit taller than this. Eric Allen's listed at 5'10", 190. Your boy's probably clocking in. I'm almost 6, so call it 5'11 and change, 198 or so. Mm-hmm. I think me and Eric are carved a little differently.
That what?
Carved up a little different.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
But what's remarkable to me, B, is – I kind of how it all shakes out, and I think it was cool to see everybody get honored last night, and I was surprised by Terrell Suggs.
And that he didn't make it?
Yeah. I think he was a two-time defensive player of the year.
Yeah, Terrell
Suggs. He was a badass.
But see, that is what happens where people get to a point and they want to say when you're supposed to get in. Terrell Suggs is that guy. That dude can play. You know? But
I saw Ray Lewis last night. He
ask him what he thinks.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know? He'll tell you.
I know you know him. Is he an interesting cat?
Ray?
Yeah.
He
strikes me as an interesting cat.
Ray's a deep dude.
Yo, everything is like...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Very intense.
Yes.
Dude, he ride bikes like I do.
Oh, does he?
He'll ride and then he'll give you a message either before sometimes and sometimes after. If you listen to something he said, you might go jump on a bike. Just, I got to go do this.
Yeah, I believe it.
He's a motivating dude, bro.
So, again, this woman next to me from ABC in Philly was able to get Ray. And Ray was kind of cool to me, whatever. So, you were packed in like straight sardines, dude, on this Radio Row. And so, I like can't help but listen. She asked him about Saquon.
Uh-huh.
Saquon's a great player. There's a lot of reasons to be encouraged by Saquon Barkley.
Huh?
The answer Ray Lewis gave on Saquon Barkley was like he was the first person to run a 4-minute mile going up Mount Everest. Like it was like the most like uplifting conversation I'd ever like. It was.
But he's gonna give it to you. You know, some people are gonna be subdued and all that. Not Ray.
Nah. Not subdued.
And Ray gets right up on you to talk.
Not me.
You but, feel it.
But others. Yeah, we haven't checked in with our guy D-Day. Denton, what up, man? How you doing, buddy?
What up, fellas?
What'd you do last night?
We went back to Mr. B's for the second time. It was
shout out to Denton and the Odyssey crew for just going wherever they get a free meal.
Yeah. Well, the meal wasn't free. The meal was on the corporate card, which is essentially free.
So one more we didn't get, B, just if we're keeping track.
They mentioned that one the other day.
That was Wednesday night.
No, he mentioned Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to go.
I got to work, dog. Some of us work then.
Wait, so why are you upset about not coming to dinner if you couldn't go to dinner?
I'm just throwing jabs, dog.
You
and I are friends. We've been doing this a while. If you're surprised at me throwing a random jab.
I mean, I could have bought you dinner if you would have got me into the NFL honors.
Can I tell you a secret?
He just flipped that script on you.
Well, you ready for me to flip it back?
Go ahead.
It's a credential. You just apply for it. You just have to fill out a damn form.
You didn't help me fill the form
out.
You know I'm dyslexic.
If anyone here suffers from learning disorders, I think it's pretty clear which one of us it is. I may have added to it last night. It was Honors was cool. So you know, for futures, is it your first Super Bowl?
Yeah, so all of this is like stimulation overload.
Okay, so you know, for all the potential employees we may work with, Honors is a separate credential you have to apply for.
Yes, I saw that yesterday.
And once you're in the system for your Super Bowl week of, you can get Honors pretty easily. You just got to go through the process.
Right.
Trust the process.
We barely even had credentials for the event that we saw you at, where we got our 47 seconds with Jay Daniels. Charlie put us on the list. We get there, they're like, you're not on the list. We're like, well, he put us on the list, and like, you guys look professional enough. We'll just let you in. And that's what happened.
That was an interesting event. It meant a lot to a lot of people. Did I see you? Did I tell you I saw Daryl Green at that thing?
Yeah, I talked to him last night.
I'm surprised you were. I bet you were invited to that.
To what?
The Faith in Action Awards.
I don't go to a lot of award banquets.
I don't blame you. That was – that. It was really hot.
It was
That's all I can say about that.
Outside, y'all said?
No, because it was like, so it was inside. The red carpet was like inside this tent, but the tent did not have any sort of like air conditioning. So we were just sweating our rear end off in that thing.
Den's out here sweating his rear end off.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.